Hello and welcome to All Things Apostolic. My name is Casey Sees, and in today's episode, we're going to talk about exegeting your city. In today's episode, we're going to explore keys to understanding your city, uncovering its unique cultural dynamics, and effectively planting or growing the church. But first, let's start with a story that illustrates the essence of today's discussion. Dr. Ernesto Seralli, founder of the Seralli Institute and a renowned economic development expert, learned a vital lesson early in his career. In the 1970s, as a young man, Seralli worked with an Italian NGO on sustainable developmental projects in Africa. They had grand ideas and seemingly what they thought were foolproof plans. One of the first projects was teaching villagers in southern Zambia how to grow tomatoes. Everything seemed perfect. The tomatoes grew beautifully, and they were soon ripe and red. Seralli and his team proudly showed the villagers their success, saying, "Look how easy agriculture is." But overnight, a large amount of hippos emerged from the river and devoured everything. Surprised and frustrated, the team asked the villagers, "Why didn't you tell us?" And the villagers calmly replied that, "You never asked." It was in this moment of humility and realization that Seralli learned a profound truth. You never arrive in a community with any ideas. Now let's dive into practical steps of exegeting your city. Understanding your community's unique culture is foundational and fundamental to effective church planning and growth. And so here are some key points to consider. First and foremost, listen and observe. Listening and observing are foundational to exegeting your city. You might want to spend time in your community attending local events, visiting coffee shops, parks, and markets. Engage in conversations and listen to people's stories, concerns, and aspiration. This firsthand experience is invaluable. By immersing yourself in the community, it helps you see the world through their eyes. The more you understand their daily lives, the more you can minister to their needs. So take a moment to think about the last time you had a meaningful conversation with someone outside your usual circle. What did you learn? How did it change your perspective? By intentionally placing yourself in environments and listening without an agenda, you open yourself up to understanding the true heartbeat of the city in which you minister. This is where genuine connection begins. And so when you're at a local event, don't just be a passive observer. Engage in conversations. Ask open-ended questions like, "What do you love most about this city?" or "What challenges do you face here?" These questions not only show your genuine interest, but also provide valuable insights that can shape the way you minister. Utilize available resources to gather demographic information, as well as socioeconomic data about your city. Websites like the U.S. Census Bureau, local government databases, and community surveys can provide insights into the population, income levels, education, and more. By using this data, you can inform the ministry strategies. By understanding demographics, you can tailor your approach to meet the specific needs and challenges of your community. So let's break this down a bit. Start by looking at the age distribution in your area. Are there more young families, retirees, or perhaps a significant student population? Each group will have a different need and different interests. For instance, a community with many young adults might benefit from a strong family or children's ministry and family support groups, while an area with a large senior population might need social activities and practical assistance. Income levels and employment statistics can also guide your ministry efforts. If your community has a high unemployment rate, consider how your church might be able to offer job training or support local businesses. Education levels can indicate whether there might be a need for tutoring programs or maybe adult education programs and classes. Dr. Gary McIntosh emphasizes the importance of knowing the people group you're trying to reach. This means not just understanding their demographics, but also the sociographic and psychographic details. In other words, their hopes, dreams, and fears that they have. This deeper understanding can help you create a more targeted and effective ministry strategy. But it's important to remember that data is not just numbers. It's a tool to help you understand the stories and lies behind those numbers. So use the data to identify gaps in services and opportunities for your church to make a meaningful impact. Another thing we want to do is embrace the local culture. This might involve learning about the history, traditions, and values of the community. Understanding these aspects helps in building trust and relevance in your ministry. Knowing the cultural background of your community allows you to connect on a deeper level. It also helps you identify common ground and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. To immerse yourself in the culture, start by exploring some local history. If there are any, visit museums, read local authors, and attend historical tours if there are any. Understanding the past events that have shaped your community gives you a deeper appreciation for its current dynamics. Participate in local traditions, and maybe there's festivals or food fairs. These events are a window into the soul of the community. Whether it's a festival, a local fair, or a holiday celebration, being present and participating shows that you value and respect the community's heritage. You begin to learn about the community's values, the prominent beliefs and practices. Are there specific customs or etiquette that are important to know? This knowledge not only helps you avoid cultural missteps, but also allows you to communicate your message in a way that resonates with the local values. It's important to note here that when we talk about local values and practices and customs, of course, the biblical values and the biblical beliefs and practices trump all of these values and practices. However, it is possible to remain and follow biblical values, but express them in a way that the community understands. Again, we're going to want to build relationships with local leaders. So establish connections with community leaders, business owners, educators, and any other influencers that might be in the area. Their insights can provide a deeper understanding of the community's needs and opportunities for collaboration. An example of this, partnering with and building relationships with local leaders, can be found in some of what we did when we pastored in Pennsylvania. When we moved to the area, we first started talking with people, understanding maybe some of the wants and the needs and those types of things that we've already discussed. We found out the history of the area. Predominantly, the area in which we pastored used to be somewhat more affluent, but over the years prior to us moving there, it moved to just your normal socioeconomic status. In fact, in some scenarios, we could say that it may have been a little bit lower on the socioeconomic status because the median household income in that particular city, in that particular county, was under $40,000. That's household income. And so one of the things that we learned in talking with people was that there wasn't anything to help individuals that were in school, grade school. And so one of the plans that we devised to do was we wanted to put a Bible in the hands of 100 kids. And so what we did was a backpack giveaway. We called the local school districts and we asked them, hey, what do people entering kindergarten need? What do people in first and second and third grade need? What are the things that you require them to have? And so we called and we found out the needs and what was required for these particular schools. And we ensured that in addition to the backpack that we had with the Bible, that inside there was also stuff that they needed. And then we started to partner with local child service agencies to get the word out there to see if there was anybody that they knew that could need some help. And over time, what ended up happening is a local radio station heard about it, both a Christian and a secular radio station heard about what we were doing. And we ended up getting free advertising. They put it on and we knew nothing about it, that they were advertising everything that was taking place. And so our first backpack giveaway with Bibles and school supplies was a hit. In fact, the church that I pastor still does it to this day, and they leaned a little bit more into building local relationships with local leaders, in that now it is part of a bigger event, National Night Out, in which there's a booth set up there, and this is where they do it. And so you want to start by identifying key influencers in your community. These might be elected officials, they might be school principals, business owners, or leaders of local organizations, especially nonprofit ones. Reach out to them, introduce yourself, and express your interest in understanding and serving the community better. Consider hosting different events for the community where leaders can share possibly their perspective. One of the organizations that we linked up with, they were starting a coalition for individuals reentering into society from prison. And so I met with a local group of leaders on a weekly, sometimes monthly basis, in which the district attorney was there, other nonprofit organizations were there, parole officers in. And the focus of that was really looking at how we could assist this population as they tried to reorient themselves as they were released from prison into society. Another thing we want to look for is shared goals and common concerns within the community. This could be issues related to education, healthcare, or family dynamics. And so when we look to reach the community, look for areas that resonate more deeply with the community. Ed Stetzer notes that addressing these common concerns demonstrates that your church cares about the same issues that matter to the community, and that it fosters a sense of solidarity and trust. And we have an example of this in the ministry of Jesus Christ throughout the Gospels. While Jesus consistently met people's spiritual needs, we would be remiss to not think or overlook that Jesus often met the immediate need, the physical need, and then from there, the building of trust, he was able to launch into deeper things. And so we have to remember it is about bringing them to the gospel truth. It is about conversion. It is about ensuring that the gospel is preached. But sometimes the best way to preach the gospel is to first show them you care in multiple areas, not just about them attending your church. And so you could start by conducting surveys or focus groups to gather input from community members about what matters most to them. You could ask them, what are their hopes, dreams, and what are their concerns? When you do this, you want to pay attention to recurring themes and issues that arise from different people. Once you've identified these common values and concern, then you could create activities that address them. For instance, if education is a significant concern, consider starting tutoring programs, literacy classes, or see what you can do. If healthcare is a priority, look into health clinics, wellness programs, or partner with your local healthcare providers. These are things a lot of times that we don't think about, but in being there hands-on helping others, it communicates that your church values their concerns and their values. Use your website, social media, and public events to share stories and updates about what the church is doing and how it's reaching in and meeting some of the perceived needs in the community. Again, Dr. Gary McIntosh emphasizes the importance of understanding the community's felt needs and assessing them through what your church can do to meet those needs. This approach ensures that your church remains relevant and responsive to the community's evolving needs. You'll want to assess the spiritual landscape. What are the predominant beliefs in the area? Are there existing churches or other religious groups? This knowledge can help you identify gaps and opportunities for your church. Start mapping out the different religious groups and churches in your area. What denominations are present? Are there specific religious practices or traditions that are particularly strong? Understanding this landscape helps you see where your church can fit in. You want to look for gaps in spiritual services or needs that aren't being met. For example, if there are a few youth programs or outreach efforts for certain demographics, this could be an area where your church can step in and provide valuable support. When we look at Donald McGavran's work on understanding people movements, he highlights the importance of identifying and nurturing spiritual receptivity within the specific cultural context. By understanding where there is a hunger for spiritual growth, your church can strategically position itself to meet those needs. Another key thing is to be present and to be available. Visibility and availability are key. Make sure your church is seen as an active, caring part of the community. This might involve participating in local events, offering services that help those with specific needs, or simply being a place where people feel welcome. Being present and available shows your commitment to the community, and it builds a reputation of trustworthiness and dependability. To be present means to show up, to be there when people need you. Your presence signals that you care about what happens in the community. Dr. Mashintosh advocates for the concept of ministry presence, which underscores the importance of simply being there for people, building relationships, and offering support in everyday situations. This ongoing presence fosters trust and connection. And last, you want to ensure that you're adaptable and able to evolve. Be prepared to adapt your strategies based on what you learn. Exegeting your city is not a one-time task. Instead, it's an ongoing process. So you need to stay flexible and responsive to the changing needs and dynamics of your community. Communities are constantly evolving, and our ministries must be agile enough to respond to the changes that are taking place. To stay adaptable, regularly review and assess your ministry efforts. What's working? What's not? Use feedback from the community to make informed adjustments. This continuous improvement mindset ensures that your church remains at a point and a place in which it can meet the needs of the community. Thank you for joining us on this episode of All Things Apostolic. I look forward to seeing you next week. God bless.